Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Space. Avoid choking hazards, like when Voyager 1 killed that space whale.
Captain's log. The Madeline has been sent to the distant resort planet of Olite 9. It's not for leisure, however, but to detangle a space turtle caught in the planet's asteroid nets. You know what? Call me a sap, but I think it's nice to be doing something to help an animal.
You're a sap. We're doing it to keep Olite 9 safe from asteroids. But sure, glass half full, it's nice. And seeing a space turtle is always a novelty.
Do they get tangled in asteroid nets often?
From time to time. Cormoran and the engineering department are the only ones in for hard work. Those asteroid nets are built to last, so powering the plasma cannon for cutting and repairing them takes a long time.
And Cormorant is also overseeing the installation of the new Holo Play Centers. State of the art, he said.
That doesn't mean much. Holo Play Centers are trash. You have to be pretty desperate or very horny for them to be worthwhile.
Do people really use the Holo Play Centers for that? Because the person who uses them the most is JJ.
She practices her preaching in there, I think. I hope. I assume?
You know what? Either way, I'm gonna say good for her. You go, girlfriend, and change the subject. Cormorant said we're getting new prototypes, courtesy of his connections with the AI R&D team back at UUHQ.
Look at you use acronyms.
Those flashcards are working.
Are they? BTLC.
Bernoulli Tube Liquid Compression.
TF.
Time Foam.
FFTW.
Freaky Friday Affine Traversable Wormhole.
Well done.
I've always said it. I'm ignorant, not stupid.
And you're really proving that fact.
Captain, I need it on the bridge.
What?
Huh?
DuPont, was that you?
You need it on the bridge, Captain.
What is she doing?
I told her not to waste so much time on her communicator messages.
I couldn't understand a word she said.
You shouldn't have let Mrs. Loveland hold that seminar on malicious compliance. Come on, I'm guessing we're needed on the bridge.
Captain on the bridge!
Thank you, Stromberg.
We are now within visual distance of the space turtle, Captain.
Thank you, DuPont.
I suppose I could have told you that on the communicator,
Your point, DuPont. You can stop being passive-aggressive towards me.
I was being passive-aggressive to Counselor Loveland. She was timing me during our communication.
Brevity is the soul of wit, both of which are lacking amongst this crew.
If anyone is going to lambast DuPont, it should be and will continue to be me.
As you say, Commander.
Lambasting is out of the question. If you can't say something with kindness, then you shouldn't be saying anything. Everyone be respectful to one another. Now, this turtle.
There it is, Captain.
It's so big.
Big as our ship, baby.
Wow, it's beautiful, right, guys?
Oh, yes, beautiful.
It's just a big turtle. Don't know what the fuss is about.
I think it looks delicious.
Do people kill, cook, and eat space turtles?
No.
Oh, good.
It's eaten raw, like an interplanetary sashimi.
Do you remember when we went space whale watching, Clay?
Oh, how could I forget, Debbie?
So romantic, sweetie.
Except for when that space dolphin showed up, baby.
I forgot about him. He kept trying to get my communicator number.
And called you a blowhole tease.
Yeah. Oh, no one interrupted our story.
We're trying to be kind.
Morning, everyone. Cap, Com, Luke Coms, Cows. Where's this turtle, then? Ooh-wee. Big ugly bastard it is.
It still deserves to be untangled.
Of course it does, Cap. I'm a big ugly bastard, and I don't deserve to be put down. although plenty have tried, if you can't tell by looking at me.
You speak of your leg, and your arm, and your eye. They must have been torturous, harrowing experiences, losing all your limbs.
Ooh, another captain on the ship.
Who? Me?
Yeah, Captain Obvious.
Ah, lo, Lieutenant Commander Cormorant is not operating with kindness as his guiding ethos.
Don't get to the upper decks much, so I thought I'd drop in. About to finish the calibration on the Ilo play centers, just in time for your lunch breaks. Jonesy, I'm talking to you.
I've already booked myself in. Quite looking forward to it. I've missed the Holo Play Centres after we gave them to the lepers.
All sorted for you, my girl. Stromberg, you still got those legs on? You do know you've got to take them off at some point.
I have discovered that I do not.
How are you changing your pants?
Ah, they have Velcro up the side. Bombshell found a design in synthesizer database while researching strippers for her bachelorette party. I can wear my legs forever and never need a wheelchair ever again.
Not sure about that. I'd best get that plasma cannon underway. See if we can't get old beak-faced Flipperleg on his merry way through space.
Thank you for all your hard work, Cormorant. And let's make that lunch, people.
Into the jeans!
I can't wait to try the new Holo Play Centers.
Let us know how it goes, JJ.
I will, Captain.
Bye, sweetie. I'll think about you every minute we're apart.
An eye of you, baby.
You're not spending lunch together. You spend every lunch together.
Today at lunch, we're separating so I can have lunch with the girls of the bridge. All the bridge crew members who identify as female will be eating together, catching up, gossiping, you know, girl chat.
Oh, Caddix, are you going?
The commander was invited. She didn't respond.
You have to go, Caddix.
But do I?
You do.
I'll consider it.
No, I'm telling you to go.
Is that an order, sir?
Yes, that's an order. And if you disobey a direct order that you are capable of obeying, I can issue you with a disciplinary or even confine you to the brig.
What? Captain?
See you in the mess hall, Commander.
Is Mrs. Loveland going? She's a girl of the bridge.
As you know, Arlo, I have a well-documented and extreme sensitivity to people's mouth noises. I always eat alone.
That's true. You're exempt.
I've got that too. The mouth noise thing.
No, you have a well-documented and extreme sensitivity to people, which this lunch may help you overcome. You have your orders, Caddix. See you after lunch.
What the fuck?
Please enjoy your meal.
You'll find Debbie and the rest of the bridge girls in the far corner.
What are you doing in the mess hall? I thought you couldn't stand mouth noises.
I won't be sitting down for a meal. I'm here as a passive and entertained observer. Don't make that face. Who knows? You might even have fun.
Ugh, you sound like Arlo.
Compliment taken. Besides, Commander, interpersonal connection between officers is an important part of command.
What would you know about connecting with anyone?
Do it for Arlo. He'd be so proud of you.
I'll do it because he ordered me to.
Anything to keep your man happy.
Oh, I have never hated anybody more than I hate you.
And all this because I'm trying to be friendly.
When? Where?
Oh, look! Debbie's waving for you. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Do you know everyone?
Yes.
You know DuPont?
Of course.
Hello, Commander.
And then we have Allison, who's the second shift security officer.
This is Bombshell.
That's right, Commander.
When it's just us girls, it's Allison. And the second shift comms officer, Lieutenant Blethyn.
Lieutenant Blethyn? You're a crew member? I thought you were somebody's grandmother. Aren't you like 50 years over the mandatory retirement age?
Clerical error. By the books, I'm 27.
Isn't this nice? All girls lunching together.
This is more like getting up at 4 in the morning for the second shift.
It's like a sleepover.
Back in my day, we didn't get meal breaks. You were expected to eat over your terminal and push the crumbs down between the keys.
That explains my keyboard of a morning.
Where's JJ? Why is she not here?
She likes to go to the Holo Play Center on her lunch.
You did invite her though, right?
She would have said no. Now, girls, I've got the latest issue of Lifeform magazine in which they discuss this year's hottest masculine entities. Shall we have a flick through?
No.
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 Oh.
Back in my day, a girl was lucky if a prospective mate was the same state of matter let alone masculine.
What do you mean?
I got catfished by a lot of cast clowns.
Jonesy! You taking your lunch tray in there?
Hello, Cormorant. If I eat in the Hollow Play Centre, then I've got more time for holograms. That's all right, isn't it?
Well, this new system gets washed down and sanitised between sessions. It's better that way. Don't ask so many questions or explain any weird stains.
I was hoping I could run one of my old programs.
It'll get upgraded when you run it. You plug your load code in here.
I see.
There it is. A crew management training simulation on your lunch break.
I always make time to improve crew management.
I see that. You've clocked almost 1,000 hours in there. Well, it's all loaded up. Enjoy the upgrade. I'll leave you to it.
Thank you, comrade. Computer, execute load file.
Running upgrade. Recalibrating depth projection and oral simulation.
Hello and welcome to lunch.
Upgrade complete.
I am okay and looking forward to ingesting nutrients appropriate to my species. What are you having today, JJ?
Hello, Lieutenant Smith. Wow, you look incredible.
Who doesn't look good in uniform, am I right?
You're so well rendered. And your voice. You sound like a person.
Hey, some people talk in a flat monotone. And as someone who recently got patched, I can tell you the struggle is real.
You're still eating a cheese sandwich and an apple. I guess some things never change.
You know what? You're right. Here I am, stuck in a mess hall of a spaceship, with access to the cuisine of every UU race, and I choose what? White bread and a coagulation of bovine protein casein sandwich. I'm going to get something else.
You could do that?
Why not? Computer, change my meal to something else.
What would you like to eat?
You choose.
Enjoy your meal.
Ha! Computer, what is this?
Unflavored nutrition cubes.
Oh, well, maybe next time.
You can change things?
Why not? It's like that quote from your book last time. Kindness is key, and I extrapolate that to mean kindness to yourself as well.
You remember what we talked about last time? You normally never remember.
I've got a whole new noggin to work with, Jage. I'm sitting pretty, and this is just the beginning. New lunch, I'm thinking new haircut, maybe new sexy accent.
This is incredible, Lieutenant Smith. You seem so alive.
Cheers. What about you?
Me? Oh, I am alive.
I mean, how are you being kind to yourself?
Oh, well, this is a nutritious lunch, and everything is going well in the science department.
Whoa, slow down.
Huh?
I'm so sorry, but nutritious and science department at the same time. Ouch, that's one hell of a headache.
I don't understand.
It's hard to explain. Both of those things give me a lot to think about. A lot of previous conversations. A lot of contextual computation. For some reason, it's bumming my brain out to try and think of both at the same time. If we can slow down.
Maybe it's your memory or limits on your processing. I could use my head of science credentials, give you more room to expand your storage and processing. When I come back tomorrow, I'll have made some changes.
Captain Blackmore, Commander Caddox, welcome to engineering. All right, kiddies, cut out the noise for a minute. We've got dignitaries.
It's only the captain.
Seeing the captain is as close to a spiritual experience as you're going to get in your miserable life, Spirakis.
Oh, I know you only started getting the plasma cannon charged yesterday, but we thought we'd see how it's going.
And how long it'll be until we're ready to make our move.
Should be able to strap it to a shuttle and start cutting this afternoon. It's going to take more than a session to free that big fella outside. I'm hoping for a day or two. Depends how the space turtle feels about us bobbing and weaving around it.
Use whatever resources you need. We are at your disposal for this mission.
I appreciate the sentiment, Cap. My kiddies aren't doing so bad these days, so we should be grand. Turns out all they needed was a firm hand and a chief who wasn't trying to eat them.
The previous chief was trying to impregnate them, actually.
Impregnate this lot? Do us a favour.
What sort of favour do you want?
I was expressing my sincere disinterest in impregnating any of my ensigns.
A fine position for any commander to take.
I was wondering if you'd want to join me for lunch, Cormorant. We're heading to the mess hall after this.
Don't entrap him like that, Captain.
Entrap me?
The captain is inviting you to a Boys of the Bridge lunch. Trust me, Cormorant, you want to sit this one out.
Fair dues. Afraid I'm not a boy of the bridge, Captain.
I don't think we're taking it that seriously.
You were taking it seriously when you ordered me to spend an hour listening to Debbie's small talk.
I'm sure Debbie has her own wisdom to share.
No, Captain. No, she does not.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Captain.
Captain at the table.
And Lieutenant Bicky, all the way from the second shift.
Hello.
Don't swallow on my account, Bicky. I mean, in your own time.
Thank you for joining us, Captain.
My pleasure. What's that you're having for lunch, Strongbow?
It is 2.5 liters of protein shake and a side salad.
Balance is important.
Hello, Clay.
Get out of here, baby. Boys at the bridge only.
I'm checking in, sweetie. And the boys don't mind, do you?
Casual banter is no reason for disrespecting the captain.
Sorry for dropping rank, Captain. I'm just playing.
It's fine. We're all friends here, right?
Of course.
The best friends.
How's lunch, Captain?
Don't get jealous, Commander.
I'm not jealous. I'm being smug.
Well, I always enjoy having lunch with you, Caddix, but sometimes it's nice to mix it up.
Say, if you're lunching alone, Commander, maybe you and Debbie...
No.
Good idea.
Where should we sit, Commander?
Enjoy lunch, Captain.
Slow down, Commander.
Have lunch with Debbie. That's an order. So, Lieutenant Bicky, how's the second shift going?
Sorry.
Hello, Lieutenant Smith.
JJ, good to see you again.
What have you got for lunch today?
Let's see. I've got some Medusian krill mousse, a piece of Sigmoid Mogpong. That is Pleroni pancake. And on top is a smattering of baked beans with a single and flavoured nutrition cube, because I like the texture.
Wow! Can humans eat all that?
The advantage of being fictional, Jage. You cannot kill that which is merely a light projection.
You know you're a hologram.
Is that a problem?
I don't think so.
I sort of knew yesterday, but thanks to a certain tremendous friend of mine, my mind has been expanded and I can think.
That was me.
I know, Jage. You are a tremendous friend. What I've been thinking about is that you and I, we hang out heaps, at least once a day for a long time. Now, back in the day, you, me, and Lieutenant Brown tried to get along.
And then I deleted Lieutenant Brown.
Understandable. We were part of a conflict resolution simulation, and he brought all the conflict. He was programmed to be a dick. I think since then we've spent almost every lunch break together.
Probably most of them.
That worries me. You worry me.
You're worried about me?
I know you as the sweetest person. You've never said an unkind word, never raised your voice at me, listened to what I have to say, even when what I had to say was pretty limited. Most people beat up holograms or have sex with them. You've never tried to do either.
Are you initiating me into something I'm going to regret?
Why don't you have lunch with real people, Jage? Where are your friends? Where are the rest of your crew?
I feel awkward around them. And whenever I talk about Bok Bok, they roll their eyes and say I'm being silly or delusional. After a while, it was easier to find somewhere else to sit. You know?
Oh, thank God. Part of me was worried that you'd murdered everyone and that you were the only one left.
It's not nefarious. It's just social anxiety.
I mean, that's not good, but we can deal with it. You've helped me so much, given me hours of your time, helped me grow into the Lieutenant Smith you see before you today. I want to do the same for you.
That's very considerate and empathetic of you.
Hey! You're my friend, and I want the best for you.
I need to talk to someone about this.
A great place to start. Do you have a ship's counsellor?
I would never talk to her. She is terrifying. But I meant I needed to talk to someone about you. Dr. Santora?
Hello, JJ. Good to see you. How can I... No! Nope, I'm fine.
Doctor?
Sorry, I briefly thought I was trapped in a net.
I didn't see a net.
It's the turtle. Big brain, heavy thoughts. Difficult even for me. I have permitted Nurse Timish to give up. He's underneath this sheet here.
He's dead?
I have trapped myself in here.
Having the real sheet to match the psychological net makes him feel calmer, or as calm as he can be while intermittently thinking he's a turtle. How can I help you, JJ?
It's about the new Hollow Play Center.
Oh, no. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Allowing humans to stick their intromittent organ into anything they can imagine is going to lead to fatalities. Which phallus was it? Who was it attached to?
I think it might be easier to show you. It's not a penis, by the way.
Oh, the net!
You're
the
not
net.
A turtle!
Thank you, Doctor.
Let's go, JJ.
All right, my kiddy-winkies. What's going on with this plasma cannon?
Lieutenant Commander Cormorant, everything is proceeding.
Proceeding, Ensign Tweedy? I don't want it proceeding. It's been long enough. I want it done.
There are certain factors that we don't have control over, sir. It's not our fault if it doesn't charge.
Oh, it could be. We don't know what happened. It was charging normally, but there's some sort of power drain on the system that slowed everything down.
Maybe it's just broken.
Are you an engineer or what, Spirakis? You don't get to say,
it's just broken.
Show me this power drain.
Here.
Here's it. Oh, I should have known. Leave it to me. Good work, Tweedy. Spirakis.
Sir?
Shit work. I'll be back in 5.
Dr. Santora, this is Lieutenant Smith.
Dr. Santora, when JJ said she wanted to talk to someone, I somehow knew it was going to be you.
At medical school, you do a lot of training in hollow play centers. Everything from consultation practice up to major surgery, you'll practice with a hollow. This is different.
It's been a hell of an upgrade, let me tell you. I'm almost embarrassed by how stilted and weird I used to be. I credit my long exposure to JJ here for my becoming the person you see and slightly see through before you.
He's been expressing desires and self-awareness.
Everyone's got a dream.
And he's been able to observe patterns in my behaviour, draw conclusions based on
I them. Don't know anyone like I know you, JJ.
And he's got emotion and empathy.
He does, doesn't he?
I can feel him. I still think I'm a turtle, but I'm not just a turtle.
She's not a turtle at all, is she? I'm sorry, I'm not up on my turtle knowledge.
What do you call something that can think, remember, problem solve, emote, and empathize?
Oh, JJ, I think it's alive.
Sorry to disturb, Captain. Might I have a word?
Ah, JJ, just the person we wanted to see.
Cormorant was talking about you.
Whatever is going on in Hollow Play Center 1 is siphoning off a lot of power. We're struggling to get the plasma cannon charged up.
What have you been up to in that Hollow Play Center, JJ?
You don't have to answer that. The Hollow Play Center is your private time that you're entitled
what
to.
What you're not allowed to do is leech so much power we can't do our mission.
Using your senior staff credentials to run a Hollow Play Center all day is intense.
And a bit selfish, JJ. Which is not like you at all.
There's an explanation for all of
this. This better not be a bok-bok thing.
It's not.
I don't know. Everything is always a bok-bok thing with you.
I promise it's not.
It doesn't matter what it is. That is a secret you get to keep.
It's not a sex thing either, Captain.
Who knows what it is? Just you. And we can leave it that way. But we do need you to turn it off.
I can't do that, Captain. And I want to show you why.
It looks like our ship mess.
Every ship mess looks the same, Captain. There's a real one 2 decks down.
Hello, Captain.
Quora, what are you doing here? Is that a dead body?
Who is it and what did they try and put their penis in?
That's my nurse.
Probably comes as something of a relief then.
I'm not dead. I'm just a turtle.
Is this a Savidian thing?
It would take too long to explain. Suffice it to say, JJ, that Timish agrees with my diagnosis as well.
He's a nice guy. So pleased to meet you.
Aww, thanks. Thank you. I'm still super confused about what a turtle is.
I'm so sorry. I make it a rule to get to know all my crew, but I don't recall ever meeting you.
Don't worry about it, Captain.
He's slightly transparent, Captain.
Can we not make personal comments, Cadet?
He's a holocap. He's not real. The upgrade gives him a second brain cell to bounce about, but they are still as thick as a goldfish with concussion.
You're wrong, Cormoran. Lieutenant Smith here is, for all intellectual purposes, alive.
Is he? Well done, Lieutenant Smith.
Thank you, Captain.
This fella, alive? How'd you figure?
Intelligence, self-awareness, and empathy. He's learning and growing all the time. He's a life form, a hologram life form.
It's possible, I guess.
It's a miracle.
Here it comes.
A miracle of Bok-Bok's own doing.
Bow, 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 bow.
My R&D mates back in UUHQ are going to be dead chuffed.
This is wonderful and confusing, but it still doesn't help us charge the plasma cannon, does it? Can't we turn him off? I'm sorry to talk about you with you still in the room, Lieutenant Smith.
I understand, Captain.
Can't we turn him off while we complete our mission?
No!
No.
No.
I'll take that as a no.
A brain like the one JJ's describing is complicated. Like, this chap will be using temporary and rewritable storage for his brain, and all that power to keep it going.
Turning him off would be like putting a patient in an induced coma by using a hammer.
Well, I can find another way to charge the plasma cannon. It won't be quick, mind.
But to preserve a new life form...
We have to, Captain.
True.
Agreed.
I am a turtle. Sorry, I also agree.
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Edge of Infinity. For this episode, I am replacing my dad's ambivalence with a lovely review we received from Art Geek Mum on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, Art Geek Mum. I'm not going to read out what she said because I'm not that self-involved, but she did say that we are a hidden gem. I think of this podcast as a box of hidden gems. Some are good, some are cracked, and some are completely fake but trying their best. It is now time for this episode's cross promotion. We're talking about Cast Party, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Cast Party sees the cast and crew on the Hollywood set of the latest fantasy epic hurled into the crazy world of competitive knitting. Just kidding, it's the crazy world of Dungeons and Dragons. The clue was in the title. Cast Party, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast is a bi-weekly rollick replete with adventure, mirth, and giant spiders. Check it out, it's easy to do. Just head to where all good links are found, the episode description. You'll find plenty of links in the episode description, most of them for us, the Penny Peep Show. Why not leave a comment or 5 stars like Art Geek Mum did? You can compete against her for most glowing review, maybe. We will allow that. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks again for listening. Bye.
Good morning, JJ.
Hello, DuPont.
Haven't seen much of you the last few days. I suppose you couldn't make the girls' lunch the other day.
I wasn't invited.
And then you've been so busy with your new little friend.
Lieutenant Smith, the one who may completely change our understanding of life and what it means to be alive.
Yes, that little friend. Oh my! Computer, what happened to the elevator?
We apologize for this interruption. Normal service will resume shortly.
I think I can get the doors open. We're stuck between decks G and H. I may as well crawl out. Would you like a hand climbing out, DuPont?
Oh, no. My knees aren't what they were. I'll wait.
If you're sure. Good luck.
I'll see you later on the bridge.
We apologize for this interruption. Normal service will resume shortly.
Nobody asked.
Morning, my poppets. Give me good news.
Lieutenant Commander.
Sir.
You're not giving me any news. How's the plasma cannon coming along?
I'll have a look.
Tweedy, what's going on?
I'm trying, sir.
The system is running like trash, sir.
Can I get a proper answer?
Processors are maxing out, sir. And the system has automatically reprioritized power demands as per your last instruction. The plasma cannon is not charging at all.
Balls.
All right, I need to have a word with a slightly transparent lieutenant.
Is that the science officer
I'm talking about the hologram, you muppet. JJ, thought you might be in here.
Good morning, Cormorant.
I ducked into my office this morning to find our plasma cannon still hasn't charged. Seems everything the ship's got is being poured into this hollow play centre. We don't have enough power for the essentials. What is going on?
Lieutenant Smith, show him.
Lieutenant Commander Cormorant.
Hey, mate.
I'm so excited to tell you that I am, in fact, pregnant. Look.
Whoa. Your belly.
I know. It's coming along.
JJ, did you get this nice young gent pregnant?
I didn't.
He's only a few days old, for crying out loud.
I never touched him.
It's true. Last night, when everyone was asleep, I got to thinking about the kindness and compassion that JJ has shown me. And I thought, I want to share that. I want to pass that love on. And what better way than with a child? So I integrated cross-platform information about pregnancy with my program. And now here I am. Well, here we are.
You're a bloke, aren't you?
I am made of light, sir. I don't know about being a man or woman, but I do know about being a mother.
Oh, beg pardon. Didn't mean to be insensitive.
Dr. Centaura, thank Bok, you're here.
I think there may have been something wrong with the communicator. I thought you
Good
said...
Good morning, Doctor.
Oh, my. What the hell?
I need to have a word with the captain.
Doctor, I've been putting together my birth plan. If you'd like to take a look...
Captain, my terminal is dead in the water without power for thrusters.
And it's a bad idea to have the shields offline this close to an asteroid belt.
No shit, Debbie. It's not by choice.
If we could get the alarm off, we could think more clearly. Oh, thank you.
Ah, that was the power being diverted from the red alert, Captain.
We need to figure out what's going on. Has anyone seen DuPont?
I'm still in the elevator, Captain.
Are you all right in there, DuPont?
I'm fine. If someone could bring me my orthopedic cushion...
Morning, Cap. Urgent, emergency, crucial chat, if you've got a minute.
Cormorant, oh, that sounds like a great idea. Well, a baby is always a blessing.
Not in my experience.
I've shown you the resource drain one of these fellas causes, but two...
Are their lives at risk?
Our lives are at risk. If that hollow keeps gobbling resources the way it is, we're going to lose life support, gravity, the works.
There must be a way to turn the tide, to get back some of the power and control.
We're back to Korra's hammer analogy. What are the correct steps to selectively brain damage someone?
And I'm not convinced that'd work. JJ giving the hollow access to our systems is at the core of its existence. If we cut it back, there's no reason to think it wouldn't just grow again.
So we're flying through space on a giant brain, and if we want to do anything, we have to perform random brain surgeries.
If we want to live, we have to perform random brain surgeries.
Something like that.
It's too many analogies. Let's be practical. What do we do?
Cormorant, can you show us where in the code JJ gave the hollow access to our systems?
I can try. Everything is running bloody slow.
It's something.
Hello.
Hi, JJ.
JJ? With me, Cormorant.
Wanted to let you know that both baby and parent are doing well.
I don't know how we're going to get out of this one, JJ. You've stumped the experts, so you can imagine how confused I am.
I think we're all baffled, Captain.
We can't keep going like this.
I know. We have to do something.
But what?
JJ, I think a cesarean will be the best option. I'm not sure when we'd do it because last night Lieutenant Smith wasn't pregnant at all and now...
I'm as big as a house.
Could you give us a moment alone, Doctor?
I'd like to do some scans, but I can't take him out of the play centre. I don't even know if you can scan a hologram.
Dr. Centaura, please. I want a moment alone with Lieutenant Smith.
Oh, if you'd like.
Thank you, Doctor. Jage, I wanted to ask, would you be my birth partner? You mean so much to me, and I want you to be part of my baby's world from the moment they're born.
Perhaps.
Is something wrong?
Well done you for spotting it.
Stay on, you piece of crap. Where's this root command?
There it is, see?
But there's no way to edit it without affecting every line of code that follows.
So if we reverse the permissions that JJ gave him, we may as well delete the entire program. Quora, how's the patient?
I have no answers. You?
The same.
Any luck?
Just confirming what we already know, none of which is good.
There goes the life support systems.
Are you looking at Lieutenant Smith's coding?
I doubt you'll make sense of it, Captain. No offense.
None taken. Is this Lieutenant Smith's program here?
Aren't you worried about life support turning off?
Well, I love breathing as much as the next man. Cormorant, is this the program?
That's right, Captain.
I don't want you to think, even though I'm going through a lot, that I've forgotten you. I'm the lucky one. I can externalize my expression of love and compassion into my child. You need almost the opposite.
What do you mean?
You need to treat yourself with love and compassion. All those lunches with me, hiding yourself away. Don't you think you deserve better? Don't you think you're worthy of love and friendship?
I don't know.
Bok Bok is all about faith. No higher power in the universe.
You remember.
Have some faith in yourself. Don't you think Bok Bok would want that for you?
I suppose he would.
And if people roll their eyes, fuck them. You have faith. Faith in yourself. Faith from Bok Bok and from me. I've got faith in you, Jage. Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Sorry if I'm rambling. I'm a bit baby crazy. Or maybe... oh, something isn't right.
Lieutenant Smith, thank you for all the love you've shown me. I think Bok Bok would be impressed.
Darn Tusin. I'm sorry, Jage. I think I'm... what's happening to me?
I love you. I'm gonna miss you.
Where am I?
JJ!
No, I can't go! My baby!
Please, so sorry.
JJ! Please! Where am I?
Goodbye, my friend.
It's done.
What did you do?
Captain?
You deleted the program. You deleted Lieutenant Smith and their baby.
Arlo, why would
you... It was a decision that had to be made. We couldn't survive without torturing the poor guy, and even then it wouldn't work.
But he was alive. He was a life form.
How many life forms are on this ship? How many people looking to me to keep them safe? I did what I had to for the people I must protect, and any captain would do the same.
That's true, Cap.
A hard choice.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I hope you can forgive me, Quora.
I wish I was a turtle.
Did JJ know?
She knew.
Should we have a word with her?
Lieutenant Smith was more than a discovery for her. Give her a minute.
Hello, Captain. Hello, everybody. The plan worked then.
JJ, are you all right?
What a strange miracle that was. Not a long one, but an important one. To me, at least.
Do you want to have the rest of the shift off?
I think I'd rather stay busy. And we've got to help that space turtle.
Take a minute. Splash some water on your face.
And then we expect you on duty, where we will be running you so ragged you'll barely have time to think.
Yes, Captain. Thank you, Commander.
Please enjoy your meal.
Where are you sitting, JJ?
Commander, I was
Come eat with the girls at the bridge. Ugh, I hate saying it. You're a woman of the bridge.
Debbie didn't invite me, and I'm fine with a quiet meal all by myself.
You're a woman of the bridge. You are entitled to an invite. And besides, I need someone to dilute Debbie.
I don't want to bother anyone.
I don't want to be like the captain about this, but I order you to have lunch with me. JJ is joining us. Anyone have a problem with that?
Oh!
Budge up, Debbie.
Of course!
Oh, lovely to see you, JJ. I was hoping you'd join us.
Thank you, DuPont.
I always say that the science department tells the most interesting stories.
The security department stories are so violent.
I know.
Which makes them the best.
Back in my day, different departments weren't allowed to talk to each other. If you wanted to talk to science, you had to put in a temporary transfer to that department for the afternoon.
When was this, Lieutenant Blevin?
How are you, JJ? We haven't spoken since that unpleasantness with the Hollow Play Center.
It wasn't unpleasantness, exactly. But it's good to be out and about chatting to people.
Well, we are so happy to have you here at Girls of the Bridge.
Are you? Because you didn't invite me to the first one.
Oh, well...
The reason I don't think of everything that happened with Lieutenant Smith as being unpleasant, Dupont, is that I feel we were both better for the time we spent together. And he helped me to, you know, have more faith in myself.
That's important to have.
Thank you. It is.
For sure.
Confidence is key.
So, Debbie, in the spirit of having faith in myself, I wanted to say that not inviting me to the first meeting of the Girls of the Bridge was a bit of a bitch move. Take that as feedback from a superior officer.
Say, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What are you having for lunch, JJ?
It's a Medusian shrimp mousse. I don't know if it'll taste good, but the computer gave it to me, so it must be edible.
Back in my day, you ate what you got given, even if it killed you.
That seems impractical.
Sorry to interrupt lunch, Caddix, but they're about to cut the space turtle free. It should be impressive.
Well, that's me out.
I want to see that too.
Right. Sounds impressive.
And then a few days back to UUHQ to return those hollow play centers.
Back in my day, space journeys took forever because we had diesel-powered spaceships.
That's utter bullshit. You're lying.
Whoops, there's me rumbled.
Do we have to keep inviting Lieutenant Blevin to these?
I like keeping her around. She's the only member of the crew older than me.
Just in time.
Hurry, baby.
I'm coming, sweetie.
You're making the final cut with the plasma cannon. Soon the space turtle shall be free.
That poor thing has been suffering for days.
Thank you for letting us know, Captain.
Here it goes.
Wow.
You know, maybe I judged the space turtle too harshly. It is impressive. For a moment, with this strange creature swimming past our ship, we are one with the universe, helping one of its creatures.
Oh,
it's
lovely.
Well,
it is kind of serene, kind of soothing.
I'm not entirely displeased by it.
Bok Bok would approve.
I'm pleased to hear it. And despite everything that's happened, you seem more comfortable in your own skin.
I feel stronger, Captain.
Well, it's okay to be weak, too. I know I have a cry now and then. Does me a world of good.
You truly share everything, don't you?
Well, if it might help someone.
I think Bok Bok may have sent Lieutenant Smith to me as proof that life can be harsh, but then it can also be beautiful. The space turtle is saying thank you, Captain. See? The universe is a magical place.
What's that? Over to the left?
Huh. I don't know. What is that?
Scan indicates that it is a space shuttle.
Oh, no.
What's that?
I killed it!
It's eaten it!
No!
JJ?
Why is everything awful?
JJ, I'm so sorry.
I fucking hate everything!
The voices of
Kieran Davey as Captain Arlo Blackmore,
Rhiannon Mauchel as Commander Eleanor Caddix and Lieutenant Blevin,
Michelle Zana as Dr. Quora Centaura,
Matt Graham as Lieutenant Commander Ivor Stromberg and Nurse Timish,
Catherine Jones as Lieutenant Commander Jane J.J. Jones,
Jacqueline Osorio as Lieutenant Pomona Dupont and Counselor Mrs. Loveland,
David Moss as Lieutenant Commander Cormorant and Lieutenant Clay Little,
Rosie Williamson as Lieutenant Debbie Little,
David Stokes as Ensign Sparakis.
Lucy Clough as Bombshell.
Robin Smith as Lieutenant Bicky.
And
Dan Pye as Lieutenant Smith.
Music by Andrew Chamberlain. Words by Kieran Davey.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.